Hello, everybody. Welcome to Social Media News Now. This is your host, Sarah, and let's jump right in and talk about some recent news in social media that should be relevant to a couple of my local listeners. So, if you live in Maricopa County, or you're a student or even an employee in Maricopa County, you might have heard about this next story. In May of last year, Maricopa County leaders voted unanimously to prohibit the use of TikTok on any government-owned devices or government networks. So, what led to this decision and what are some of the implications? According to Arizona Central News, they are saying that the risk of the app collecting data that can be easily requested by the Chinese government and CCP was too great. This is in light also of the recent TikTok ban from the Supreme Court, alleging that the data is being collected by the Chinese technology company ByteDance. But regardless, Arizona lawmakers said that this risk was too serious, and to protect the devices owned by state-legislated companies, they are now prohibiting the use of it on any state computers and state Wi-Fi networks. So in this instance, this also means community college computers, library computers, and any devices connected to a public state-owned building's Wi-Fi network. This also means your phone. So in my case, I work at the Mesa Community College Public Library. I can't use TikTok on my phone. My library has had to discontinue the use of all TikTok posting for our social media presence because TikTok is now completely banned across all of our devices. This has sparked some mixed reactions from students, parents, and educators alike. In my case specifically, a lot of students were responding very positively to the content and presence that other departments on campus, as well as my own, had on TikTok. Many argued that this is a violation of freedom of speech or a form of censorship, but really it's not the end of the world. There are still many alternatives to TikTok, and in the instance of using social media to promote your business, whether that be in a state-run or government-owned institution, there are plenty of alternatives. Let's talk about a few. So the one that my department has taken to using is mostly Instagram Reels. Instagram Reels is essentially TikTok for Instagram. It is short form, quick content that has trending audios and silly formats and memes. These are super easy to make and they gain just the same amount of traction, if not more, than TikToks. If your business is on YouTube, you can also utilize YouTube Shorts, which is great for cross-posting between Instagram Reels, since it essentially utilizes the exact same format as both Instagram Reels and TikTok. Trending audios, fast-paced, and short-form content. Now, if you're a student or TikTok user who's upset by this news, some of the alternatives that I just listed can also provide you with entertainment. If you're a social media creator upset by this news, don't be too afraid. Engagement for me personally has been better than ever since I stopped using TikTok. I found TikTok too difficult to gain interaction and likes were far and few between. But I think Instagram Reels is going to be the social media of the future. So let me know what you guys think about this news and tell me in the comments, do you think it's fair that Maricopa County banned the usage of TikTok on state devices? Is this a form of censorship, or are they merely doing this to protect our information? Let me know what you think. Thanks for listening.